morning or evening or night,
depending on what it is for you.
Yes, or both.
If you happen to live in a dual parallel universe.
Yeah, if you're on a plane and it's night where you came from and not night where you're going.
Like Colleen, who just came back from California.
Yes, anything stupid I say I'm allowed to blame on jet lag. Doesn't that work for like a month?
3 hours is so far.
A month afterwards, I'm going to be like, oh man, that plane ain't. Well, I went to Anaheim, so that shouldn't really count as going to California. Because it was just Disney World. That's all it was around
Disneyland.
My hotel. Oh, yeah, you're right. Which is so not as cool. Said from the girl who was on the outside of the gate.
Don't be all talking smack about my homies now.
Did you have a Captain EO?
What do you mean, did I have
Disneyland?
Yeah.
Oh, there was?
Yes. They got rid of it, though, sadly, to replace it with Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, which is not nearly as cool.
I don't know if we had that.
I think the one in Florida is a Muppets one.
It is, yes. Yes, it was replaced by that. But Captain EO we had.
But we had Captain EO, yeah. I think Captain EO was in both of them. And I was so sad when they took that out. I love Captain EO.
Everybody loved Captain EO. How could you not?
Except for those people who never saw it.
Because they tore it out.
Well, I can understand why they would want to take Michael Jackson out of Disneyland.
I guess so, but I think that's what's wrong with the kids nowadays.
They don't get molested enough?
Yeah, I learned everything I knew about being a good citizen from Captain EO.
Like, the power of dance will set you free.
Exactly. Like, last time I tried to get mugged.
Don't trust Angelica Houston.
Exactly. And then, look, she went on to star in, like, 20 million other movies where she was evil. And that was because everybody knows that Angelica Houston is actually evil
not
in real life.
Not to be trusted.
Yeah. If I saw her on the street, I would dance move her in the face. That's my new term for fighting with dance moves.
That's a good
I would
one.
Dance move you in the face.
I'd cabbage patch you in the shin.
I would Roger Rabbit your leg off. Oh, Lord. I don't know if you guys could tell, but I'm very mellow right now. I had
lots of Vicodin.
Very, very long. Lots of crispy rabbit. My grandmother sent me a care package for Easter, which is very sweet, though
it
she
includes,
didn't.
Includes like 80 kinds of candy.
Yeah, she didn't know that I was planning on surprising her on Easter and showing up at her house.
Oh.
So she knows now. Though I still got this awesome. It's a Pez dispenser, which literally is. It's over half the length of my arm.
Yeah, it's the length of, like, from Colleen's shoulder to her elbow. That's how big it is.
Actually, it's beyond my elbow.
Well, you're not holding it all the way up to your shoulder.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, my shoulder keeps moving. But that alone is cool enough, but it dispenses not just individual Pez, but actual Pez
sticks of, like,
bricks.
Packs of Pez.
What is there a term for the package? I guess it's a pack. Pez, but that doesn't sound right. Isn't it like a flock of geese or a troop of rabbits or a...
Troop of rabbits?
I don't know. What are they called? A gaggle of...
Geese.
Oh, yeah. No, a gaggle of... Yeah, it is a geese. Pack of dogs?
I was sad, actually, that it dispenses entire packs of Pez because I wanted to see, like, giant, like, soap bar sized pieces of Pez.
That would be so great at a hotel where you get your soap and everybody just opens it. And you get, like, an individual soap and you could use it and throw it out. That'd be great. But that alone is interesting. But when you lift the head, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
This is our musical guest this week is my giant Pez dispenser. Clap, 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 clap. I'll be tripping.
I'm tripping.
I can't stop it, just so you guys know.
Even if she
so
closes
get
it.
Down! I hope you enjoyed this week's musical guest.
Yeah, we'd like to thank...
Giant Pez dispenser.
Chicken Pez dispenser. It's like a little baby chick with a bonnet, like a baby bonnet on.
And she's got a purple tongue.
That's
like
totally
she just
disturbing.
Had a,
and eyelashes.
Yeah. Little creepy. They have her half sexy, half... What does she
baby.
Have in her mouth?
Nothing like sexy baby chicks.
Sexy baby chicks. My favorite.
I think that's the name of our new podcast. Speaking of which...
Yes?
Just because I don't think we've ever let a show go by without specifying, this is show number 29.
Oh, yay! You know what I also realized? I was listening to Naughty Karate, and they always have that thing in the beginning where they say, you know, hello, chicks and chicklets. But usually it's, like, funnier things like, hello, toasters and hamsters.
Yeah. Two standbys
for... This is Jamie and this is Kyle. And I'm always like, oh, wow, we never tell people who we are until the very end. So you
You're
have
right.
to make it through 40 minutes to find out who we are. And you know what? I think that's a subconscious decision we made at one point. Because if anybody gets scared of the show and leaves it halfway through the show, they won't know who scared them. I think that's actually, it's a good thing. So yeah. I'm not going to tell you who we are until the end. So.
We're secret ninjas.
We are. Secret tree ninjas. That is us. So we need to get a costume. Two of them, maybe, even.
Maybe.
We could just get a very large one with three arms.
The fourth one coming out the butt. I guess we have four arms, all totaled.
That's true, we do. You have two and I have two.
Yes.
Yes. But now we're giving it away who we are. We're totally starting to give people hints.
Neither of us have only one arm.
No.
Narrowed it down a little bit.
We did.
You know, I am extraordinarily excited. Just in general. But.
Right now.
Part of my excitement this week stems from the fact that our musical guest is one of my personal favorites, and I'm so happy that she not only is happy to be our musical guest, but got the okay from the record company people.
Yes.
Sometimes they're not as easy to get the okay
from. That's true. We get the okay from the artist, and sometimes they'll be like, well, my record company says they're going to shoot me in the eye if I do it. So
yeah, they're going to sue me for $1 million. So yeah, so our musical guest this week is Jessica Hoop. And she's fantastic, and she's LA-based, and a darling of KCRW. And KCRW is a good station. Like, I mean, probably most people are familiar with it. It's based out of Santa Monica College, and it's just like a little public radio station, but they totally play the best shit of all time. I think they're like the best public radio station around.
I don't know. I was listening to one when I was in Boulder called Radio 1190, which you can go to radio1190.org and listen, which I listen at work now.
Dot orgasm.
No.
Oh.
That's a different site, which I listen to at home.
Or on the train, if you're feeling nasty.
Nasty. Nasty boys. Do, dance your face off.
That's I'm going to mock her into you in the neck.
Oh, yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So.
But the one thing you should be careful of is when you go to Jessica Hoop's website, which we did right before the show, because usually we like to make sure that we have the address perfectly correct so we have it up there.
So we don't tell you, like, .com and it's really a .net or something.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Or we don't tell you that it's... What was the one that we fucked up so bad that was, like,
Dolphins
kicking field goals or something?
Dolphins striked out.
Oh, yeah. With subwoofers. Yeah. Yeah, like the time when we said dolphins striked out with subwoofers, when it was actually dolphins tricked out with subwoofers.
Yes, and that's Ponce de Leon's website. Yeah.
So we try to figure out in advance the website of our artists so that we can plug that so that you guys can find them because we think that we have cool musical guests.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, you have to be careful when you go to her site because it's her spelling of her name is J-E-S-C-A, which is a little different.
That's actually not the thing I was talking about being careful about. I was talking about don't leave it on while you're in the room.
Because there's, like, ocean wave noises.
Ocean noises, and we were about to start the show, and I was like, I think I have to pee.
And
so we had to turn it off.
She recently got her site redesigned, and I could be wrong here. I have no substantiated evidence to back this theory up, but just stylistically saying, I think that Abby DeWald of the Diddy Bops designed her new site, or did the artwork for it. But I could be wrong. It's just speculation.
I think I did her new site.
Mm.
That's my theory.
Do you have substantiated evidence to?
No, it's just my theory.
Oh, okay.
It's not a hypothesis.
You think you did it in your
sleep? It's not a very educated guess.
Because they are, the Diddy Bops and Jessica Hoop are affiliated in that they do shows together and sing with each other from time to time and influence each other. And they're just a big, happy musical family.
That's so sweet.
Okay, now that we've talked about her for like half an hour, we're going to play the first song, which is Seed of Wonder. And it's really cool, and I get a big kick out of it, and I hope you guys really like it.
All right. Well, that was Jessica Hoop, Seed of Wonder.
Yes. And now I'm in a trance from that song. Because it's so...
Wonderful. Wonderful. So I'm wondering if I missed out by not going to Disneyland. I was in... Anaheim.
Well,
for...
yeah, you totally fucking missed out.
But it was like $40, and how much fun? Well, I know how much fun I could have in Disneyland by myself as an adult. But how much fun could I have before I got arrested?
Always the question.
Yeah. But I did get a chance to meet David Malky, exclamation point, from Wondermark, and his fiance Nikki. who I found out this is gossip. We're gonna have our gossip corner. I wish we had music for gossip corner.
We should do like coffee talk accents. So what is the gossip that you heard?
The gossip is they're getting married in June. What the hell accent?
I don't know.
What was I just doing?
Come on, Colin, try again.
I was like a mafia guy, like trying to, sing falsetto. It was really weird. Let me try.
So
that
what's
again.
The gossip that you
so
have,
the gossip
darling?
Is that when they get married in June, that she's not getting the exclamation point. You know that? You know the exclamation point at the end of his name? That's actually legally the exclamation point at the end of his name.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What yeah. kind of wife is she? Why is this nice boy marrying this woman?
No. She didn't say she didn't want it. She's just not getting it. So I was talking and I was like, well, do you get it?
So
like,
you mean this nice boy's not giving her the exclamation point?
I think
could be grounds for divorce.
Could you divorce someone before you get married?
Hey,
I don't know the laws very well, but I mean, that seems a little silly.
I'm just saying, if my husband wasn't giving me the exclamation point, I'd be out of town by now, I tell
That's
you
true.
What.
That's true. I mean, when I get married, I told him. I want to keep going with it. I don't care.
Sure.
When I get married.
You just keep going, darling.
And now I become a man. But when I get married, me and I'm going to marry. Better give me tons of punctuation. I want periods. I want...
Don't you already have enough of those, darling?
That was a bad one to start with. I want semicolons. I want exclamation points.
Well, I want periods and colons.
I want ampersands. I want it all. I want a whole box full of punctuations.
Well, I can certainly agree with you there, darling.
Yeah. I should get an award for the least able to hold a voice for more than 10 seconds.
That one sentence you did right before we cracked up was really funny the way it came out. That was good.
Oh, man. Yeah, some people sometimes tell me that they think I should do voice work.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of little animation things. But when I think about it more and more, I'm like, first of all, I laugh and I mispronounce words like... any word, name a word, and I'll mispronounce it. Let's try it.
Mario?
Oh, wait, that was a trick one. That was unfair.
That's one that you really do mispronounce.
That was non-fair.
Pillow.
Hello, you? I guarantee you at least once in one of these radio shows I said hello like that. While swallowing or eating a vegetable or something.
I said pillow.
Oh. Well, in that case, I've once said pillow. Kind of similar to hello, more than pillow.
I was really confused for a second there.
Yeah, I do that to people a lot, it seems.
Well, that was useless.
Yeah, that was. I try not to cough. I've got a tickle.
Oh, dear. Tickle.
And I am not in the mood to go back to work tomorrow.
Boo.
Edit, sorry. Can't have anything bad about working it.
So did I don't remember, I think the last time that I was here, I had the wonderful, fun, and exciting, titillating story of Annie's tooth that fell out of her head.
Yes, you titillated that story, yes.
All right, so do you want the update? It's not terribly exciting.
I would love the update.
But I know that all the people out there in TV land are just dying to hear about my tooth. So, you already got the update, because you're on my live journal, one of my three friends.
Yay!
And,
do you want people to add you?
Sure, why not? I don't really care.
Okay, then never mind.
So my tooth, I went to the dentist, and she was a little bit slapdash and a little too fast and a little too rough for my general taste.
She gave you a dash, though, and you weren't even married? Oh my god!
I know, she slapped me with the dash. But... on the other hand, I don't have dental insurance. And so she looked at my tooth and she was like, all right, well, the one where the piece fell off, you don't need a root canal, but you do need...
to pop a cap.
A whole new...
on it. What?
A whole new top to it, you know, like a whole crown or whatever. And that's going to be like $12,000 or $1,200, not $12,000. That'd be really fun.
I was going to say it's a diamond.
Yeah. But there's the tooth behind it has a cavity... and you could either just, you know, get a new crown on that too, or you could just fill it because it's not as big and, you know, see what happens. So I was like, well, I'll just fill that cavity because, you know, I really don't feel like spending fucking $2,400 if I don't have to. And so she threw in the cost of my cavity filling for free.
Beautiful.
Which was nice. That's that could be nice. Like $600 or something.
Oh, really? Ooh.
So, So in the meantime, I'm getting the Colleen Amphenable gold tooth. Is that what you call it? So, just the gold with the porcelain over it.
We will have to change our whole, like, description of our radio show, because we're, once you have a gold tooth, we're both, like, officially from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, you're not really from Brooklyn until you have at least, you know, one gold tooth.
Yeah.
And you've killed a few people. But, I mean, we'll get to that
point. We've got that part taken care of.
Oh, already. Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, man, I'm so far behind. God! I gotta sleep more so I can get more done. I'm never gonna be a full Brooklynite if I keep putting off this killing people thing.
Oh, you'll get to it. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm getting the porcelain-covered gold tooth for my mola.
Mola.
And, in the meantime, I have this snazzy fake tooth that I've got. Well, I guess the tooth I'm gonna get is fake, too, right?
Because it just kind of feel like paper. It's not like somebody else's tooth.
No, it's like, it's...
Oh, that's what mine felt like.
It's like, it feels like a tooth in that, except for that it's a little bit rougher, and it's, like, really flat.
Oh.
It doesn't have, you know, like...
any shape.
It doesn't have any traction on it, like most teeth do. It's just a big flat thing, so it's like having a jelly bean jammed over my tooth.
Oh.
I can't really chew on it, because it hurts.
I wonder if you could actually do that instead of getting a cavity. Wait, I guess you would get a cavity if you did
getting
that.
A crown.
Yeah. One of those.
So that's the exciting update.
Yay! Hey, my exciting update is, as of next Wednesday, I am going to have a roommate.
Oh, yes. A blood roommate.
Ooh!
A womb mate! Just kidding.
Wow.
She's not a twin.
Wow.
But you did share the same room, not at the same time. I mean, womb.
We did. We did. She did the decorating and I did the destruction, it seems. Because there was none after me. We knocked that womb. I don't know what, I don't want to
tell your story, go on.
Oh, just, my sister is, moving from San Fran, and she has no place to go for a little bit, so she is going to be living in my living room with her cat.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. Finally, all three floors of our house will have cats.
I forgot about this cat thing. I love most cats.
How do you feel about your sister's cat?
I haven't seen it in a long time. That's what I'll say.
No,
it was
like it.
Her sister. He was Brutus when he was little. Was rather.
What was his name? Bruises.
Brutus.
Oh, Brutus.
Yes, Bruises.
How did they say Bruises?
I named him after the way I beat him.
I was like, that's the dykiest name I've ever heard for a cat.
Oh man! But so I'll have a cat named Brutus that used to be very feisty and very bitey and very like, I'm gonna play with you, and the way I play is scratching your eyes out.
Get off!
Yeah. So I was a little scared of Brutus for a while. I remember we drove cross country and he would hide in the bathroom in the hotel rooms and attack me if I had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And I was so scared of this cat. This cat. So he'll be living here, and that means I should probably take all my underwear off the floor.
Yeah, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Is your sister going to crash on your, like, pull-out sofa?
Yes. Hmm. She'll kind of take over the whole living room, so.
That sucks.
No, I mean, it'll probably be fun most of the time, and she'll be visiting people upstate a lot, so it won't be too
I mean,
hard.
I like your sister and everything. It's not like anything like that. It's just hard to share your space when you're all used to having the whole giant-ass apartment to yourself.
Not only that, but I've got that really strange habit that I developed. I developed it after I moved from upstairs when I realized I could jump higher down here without hitting something.
You mean walking around naked?
No, actually, I'm never naked. I put on bras on top of things, and I always feel weird about that. I'm always like, oh man, I'm not naked.
You put bras on top of things?
No, like I have like a tank top, and I'll put the bra on, and then I'll pull the tank top off.
Oh. Okay.
I take showers like snow coats and
your bathing suit.
Yeah. Oh no, not my bathing suit. That'd
That's
be
too
weird.
Risque.
Yeah, completely. I take it, you know, thermals and mittens and
that explains why you stink.
Yeah, it would explain that. But I have this habit of secret apartment dancing, which is I come home from work and for like a half hour I dance. I just put on my iPod and I don't let anyone else even hear my music.
I secret apartment dance too.
Do you?
In my bedroom, and the people downstairs hear it. Because you know what else? It's not only like, am I on the third, well, second floor, unless you count the basement, in which case it would be the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
Not only am I on like a hardwood hollow floor, but like, I like to dance in front of the full-length mirror that I have in my room. Naturally. I like to check myself out, work on my hot moves, and,
For self-defense.
For self-defense.
My hot moves for self-defense.
Yeah. And, my dancing could totally kill somebody, you have no idea.
I'm sure mine could too, but I need a pole. Because I have those pillars, and I would kill them. I use those most of the time when I dance. So I just run and slide and grab the pole. You pole dance, huh? I do, but it's definitely not sexy pole dancing. It's definitely more spazzy and climby and...
You pretend like it's your dance partner. You're like, oh, Patrick Swayze, I love you.
I swear I don't.
That's what I was just going to say, is that, like, the floorboards right in front of my mirror happen to be the creakiest floorboards in my whole
world. Oh, really?
So, like, every time I just shift my weight, it's like...
like, oh, she's having loud sex again. Oh.
Or checking herself out in front of the mirror again.
Oh, loudly. Exactly. She checks herself out so loudly. God.
So.
I was telling somebody about my vanity bunny I used to have, which just reminded me of that, which was, during the very brief period where I drove, which consisted of me driving into two cars, I had this thing called a vanity bunny, which I'd gotten from a diner, one of those things that you can, like, get a toy if you're, like, under five. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was under five that day, obviously. And I got one.
But the day before, no.
Yeah. No, and it was this bendy bunny. I have to cough. Whoa, that was like a Darth Vader voice. I have to cough.
Just like Darth Vader. Exactly.
I'm very good at impressions. I know. And wait, I'm going to do Luke. I'm Luke! And I'm really upset!
You found my feelings.
My clothes are white! That was my Luke impression.
It was the farce.
Oh my god, you sounded just like Yoda. We should totally do Star Wars. Okay, wait, let's start. How does the movie start? We're in the sand. There's a robot. Wiki, 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 squeaky, squeaky. Oh, there's a robot.
Master
on the
Luke,
ground.
I'm a big anal retentive robot. Which is weird because I never had an anal phase because I'm a robot. But I'm very anal retentive anyway.
And then R2 goes. I beep, sorry. I was making his head move noises.
Oh, well, I was beeping at you. We have stereo R2-D2 right here.
And then a guy comes and shoots the guy in the Italian restaurant, right? Isn't that the next scene?
Totally. Never mind the Obi-Wan. Like,
yeah. Oh, wait, you saved
Luke's
my father. Prepare to die.
Yeah.
You're
my
only
hope.
You killed my father. Prepare to die. You're my only hope.
The Indigo Montoya... Princess Bride thing? You kill my father, prepare to die?
Are you sure? Oh no, and then there's the scene.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about anymore.
I'm just totally mixing up movies.
So then they get to the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Yes.
And he shoots Greedo, and...
Yes.
If you're watching the enhanced DVD version, then after that, then Han meets up with Jabba the Hutt, mm-hmm. and Jabba's actually going down the street, and he's strangely one-third of the size that he is in his own lair. And
well,
he says to Han...
he ate a lot in his own lair.
And then he shed it all out, and then he was smaller again when he was talking to Han.
Well, yeah, that's what your body does.
But what I thought was funny is that there's subtitles when, you know, when Jabba talks so that you can understand what he's saying because he doesn't speak English, right?
And the subtitles are in English, so that helps.
Yes, yes, especially if you speak English.
Yes, which I do, and Annie does.
And so there's this part where he's like, why did you fry Greedo? And what... That's what the subtitle says, and what
yes.
Java says is, Hodo Crispo Greedo Han. I always thought it was funny that Crispo is like the word for fry. Hodo Crispo Greedo Han.
Why did you Pam Greedo? Hodo Pam Guam.
Tell me
Greedo.
That you use vegetable oil instead of cooking
fat. Maybe that's why. He was using all that Crisco.
Maybe.
He was all about the frying things.
Not Crisco, Crispo.
What's Crisco?
Crisco is the lard that you fry things with.
Oh, and Crispo is...
Crispo is just like crispy, I don't know.
Oh,
Crisco
I was thinking...
Crisco would be funnier, too.
That's what I thought you said. Man.
Oh, Colleen, you should have been the writer for Star Wars.
I was.
You know what?
According
it's time
to my theory.
For song number two.
All right. And song number two is?
Song number two is Silver Screen, also by Jessica Hoop. And it's very.
And we should give her a website?
Oh, yes. It's
www.
You want to try it for once?
JESCHOOP.COM.
Oh my god, Colleen spelled that website right! Without looking at it, she totally exploded just now.
I don't exist anymore. That sucks.
You killed my co-host! Prepare to die!
Anal retentive robot. Alright. So, this is Jessica Hoop singing
Silver Screen.
Can we do that again? And this is Jessica Hoop singing Silver Screen.
and bark.
You being an Ewok?
No, I'm singing this song.
Oh.
that's me being an Ewok singing this song. If an Ewok was going to sing this song, that's how it would go.
And then if one of the stormtroopers sang it... Yeah. Kind of like that. I really, I don't know if you could tell, but I don't think I've seen Star Wars in like 5 years. I am not a good geek.
I don't know when the last time I saw Star Wars was, but I've seen it so many times that I know it very well.
I don't remember how it starts. I didn't even remember that whole hologram part with Princess Leia until you mentioned it. That's why I just started saying other movies.
Well, yeah, because that's why the droids are on the planet Tatooine, is because they're... Tatooine's the desert planet, right? Yeah. Hoth is the ice planet. Endor is where the Ewoks live.
I thought Elzador was where the hobbits walked past.
That's a different kind of geek. That's not me. I don't know shit about hobbits.
I don't remember that either.
But I could tell you a little bit about Star Wars. Not that much, but a little bit.
I was too big being a geek about other movies. Like, you know, Clue is one that I knew every single word to. And there was other ones I'm very obsessed with.
My big geek out moment is The X-Files. Like, I could tell you embarrassingly lame things. Like, I could tell you, like, Mulder's apartment number and things like that. So,
is it, what is it?
No.
515 Baker Street?
Nope.
Oh. Anyway. Sherlock Holmes was already living there.
That's right.
I bet you Mulder didn't know that.
They only need one gumshoe per address, thank you.
They did. He should have had his... I would have watched The X-Files if they wore silly hats. They didn't. So I didn't.
No. Nah.
Actually, I did watch The X-Files until some episode terrified me and I stopped. It was like the third or fourth episode. I was like, wow, what a great show. Ooh.
What happened?
It was like eighth grade. It was some alien abduction one that was terrifying. And I'm very easily scared. So
that really narrows it down, Colleen. Thanks.
It was right after I stopped watching Care Bears because there was this episode where the guy on the bike was terrifying. And I was like, no more of that.
Care Bears is actually kind of terrifying as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, just as a concept completely.
There's this one episode of The X-Files where there's this man who's on a Russian...
laundromat.
Battleship, there was... Like, a nuclear-powered battleship, there was, like, a problem with the nuclear reaction on the ship, and so this man somehow got fused with this, like, fluke, like a worm fluke that would, like, live in your intestines, and so he became Fluke Man, and there's this scene where the Fluke Man, like...
Did he have a cape?
No.
Oh.
He gets into a porta-potty, and he, like, what he does is he, like, bites you, and he has, like, this big round suction cup mouth, and he bites you, and he, like... puts, like, a little fluke in you, and later you, like, cough up the fluke, and it's really gross.
Wait, so...
But there's this part where he's in the porta-potty, and for, like, 5 years after that, I couldn't use a porta-potty in the dark. I'd have to go in there with a flashlight and, like, look around and all the poop and be like, no, there's no fluke man in there, is there?
That must have been a fairly big porta-potty, though, because I would think you'd have a very hard time fitting a person and a fluke man in a porta-potty.
Well, the fluke man was down in the shit.
Oh, he's small.
No, he's, like, man-sized.
But he fit in the shit.
Yes.
But porta-potties are not... They don't empty into anything. They're pretty non-shallow.
Well, it was a pit toilet, maybe.
Oh, okay. That makes a little more sense. Because I was like, you know, I've tried and I wasn't able to knee fit deep, there. I would just be like up to my torso and someone would come in and I'd be like, hey! Like, I just couldn't... I am a very unsuccessful fluke parasite.
Yeah.
I admit it. My mom knows now. So... The healing process should begin.
Yeah, you can get past those years of denial.
I should.
Good luck with that.
Thank you, I'm trying. Right now. As we speak. Do you think we have enough? How long are her songs?
They're long.
Good.
I think we're all set.
Okay, because I'm like... Should we do an apology to Janichka?
No. Fuck her.
We did get another phone call. We got one. We actually got three because he kept getting cut off from Neelium.
That guy who loved me.
Yes.
What did he say?
He was like, we play this game where you play one hand of poker and whoever loses has to do anything anybody else said. And he just was going through all the awful things they had to do because they lost, which consisted of things that really disturbed me. And we should cut all this, but like things like putting a thing of corn up her butt and doing this and doing that. And I was like, what?
Where in the hell did that guy find us?
I don't know. He never answered, did he?
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
That was way weird.
Yeah, that one and the guy that's on,
like, Andy, I love you.
MySpace.
I'm like, didn't I just talk for, like, 20 minutes about how I'm a dyke? Like,
but in the forum, he was like, you have the sexiest voice ever.
He was like, you have the most soothing voice, and I think you guys are so funny, and blah, 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 and you guys are awesome. Yeah, I'm a dork.
And I'm going to move to Brooklyn to live with you.
I know!
In your apartments. Together. And the crazy guy from MySpace, who made us that fan art. Which is just weird.
Yeah.
But he's just crazy because he's, like, 12. But he was like, I tried calling the number, it didn't work, oh, man! And Janichka, or whatever, is just crazy. He's crazy. Zach's awesome! Zach's really awesome, mm-hmm. And other people that listen are awesome.
Well, thank you for listening. I guess it's about time for us to wind up our show.
I believe it is. And I've got lots of candy I gotta eat. Should we have one more dance before the night is through?
I think so.
Ready?
Go!
Oh, yeah! That's the shit I like! Oh, birds! Land on my shoulder!
Trip, trip, trip!
Like Snow White! That's disappointing.
This is Annie Sanders saying goodnight, and I love candy.
This is Colleen Ann Venable saying goodnight, and... All right, we can stop. It doesn't stop, but we can. Whoa, it's going from ear to ear.